And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 29th of October, 2010. It's the anniversary of Black Tuesday, 1929, the worst stock market crash in the history of the United States, and the beginning of the Great Depression. It's the birthday of Dominic Dunn, born in Hartford, Connecticut, 1925, became a writer in his 50s after his career as a Hollywood producer came to an abrupt end. He said he left Hollywood like a whipped dog, addicted to cocaine and alcohol. He drove north, got a flat tire in the Cascades in Oregon, stayed there for the next 6 months, rented a one-room cabin, no phone, no TV, lived in solitude and silence, went for walks in the forest, sobering up and reading books. And one of the books was Anthony Trollope's The Way We Live Now, about dinner parties and London society in the late 19th century. And when Dominic Dunn moved back to New York, back to Greenwich Village, he decided there was a lot in common between Manhattan and Anthony Trollope's London of the 1870s, and decided to write his own version of Trollope's book. His version was the book People Like Us. It was a big bestseller, came out in 1988. Dominic Dunn, who died just last year, also wrote An Inconvenient Woman, A Season in Purgatory, Another City Not My Own, and a memoir, The Way We Lived Then, Recollections of a Well-Known Name Dropper. And it's the birthday of the editor of the New Yorker magazine, David Remnick, born in Hackensack, New Jersey, 1958. He was a sports reporter for the Washington Post, then became their Moscow correspondent. The Soviet Union was in free fall, and Remnick filed big stories from Moscow. One day, three of his stories appeared on the front page of the Post, and then his first book came out, Lenin's Tomb, The Last Days of the Soviet Empire, which won the Pulitzer Prize. And in 1992, he started as a staff writer at the New Yorker. 6 years later, he was named editor. One of Remnick's editors said, "I think he regards the editor's job as being not crazy. The writer's prerogative is to be perhaps a little crazy." David Remnick, who still reports for The New Yorker and whose biography of Barack Obama, The Bridge, came out just this past April. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Bill Holm entitled Mozart with Kathleen. In honor of your death, my friend Kathleen, I go to the piano, play half the forehand Mozart we worked at for so many years. The bass is sadder now because the tune slid over and off the top of the keyboard and disappeared in the winter air, leaving this row of 40 ivory slabs interrupted by black wedges of wood, silent and still as a sculpture garden, closed now for the season. But listen, the ghost tune still sounds deep in the caverns of the ear, the ghost hands still searching for the right fingering. We'll get it right yet, Kathleen, but only you and I will ever know or hear. Mozart with Kathleen by Bill Holm from his collection The Chain Letter of the Soul, New and Selected Poems, published by Milkweed Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts, the universe of great ideas, and by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices, at novonordisk-us.com. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.